floors, 9 departments, and 101 reasons where Peterborough's
oldest
department store.
Ladies and gentlemen, love pineapple but hate the work involved?
Sorry, I'm late. I had to drop Emily off at school, and then I had to talk to them upstairs about the interview and... Oh, sorry. I thought you were Pat.
No, I'm definitely not Pat.
Is she?
Stock taking.
Ah.
So they put me up here with you today. I'm a temp, Neve.
I'm Jen. Have you been on sofas before?
Oh, yeah, loads of times. They're really comfy.
No. Oh, I see.
Sorry, just trying a bit of work fun.
Oh, great. I'm really into work fun.
Oh, I've been on beds all week, which is good, because when someone rings to check on you, you get to say, yes, thank you, I have no problems in the bed department.
More work fun. Oh, sorry, customers.
Them? They're never going to buy a sofa.
Well, you never know.
No, look at them. They've totally just come in for a sit down. They're sitters.
I think you're right. They're just having a sit.
They're sit heads.
I love it. They are. They're sit heads. So what did you do before working here?
India mainly, and some of the time Thailand.
Oh, I see.
Have you travelled much?
Well, I've travelled to soft play centres and parents' evenings. I've got a daughter.
Okay.
Emily. She's 11.
Wow. I'm trying to think of what I've got that's 11 years old. Couple of bras, a feud with my family. I think that's it. Well, I like it in sofas. It's quiet. Customers, eh? CBA.
CBA?
Can't be asked.
Oh, is that a thing? Oh, my daughter would like that. CBA is pretty much her life.
So she's why you were late?
Yeah, and I was also talking to them in the office about a supervisor job that I went for the other day.
Okay, cool. Supervisor.
Yeah, well... Responsibilities, you know?
No, totally. I mean, you've got a kid. You're a grown-up.
Yes, I am.
So where do you live?
With my mum and my gran.
Right.
Very much the dream scenario. But me and Emily are going to get a flat soon. Hence, supervisor job.
I see. And in the meantime, lots of mums means lots
arguments, disappointments.
Lunch.
Oh, there's always lots of lunch.
Favourite lunch?
Love it. Chinese, probably.
Yeah, nice. Best thing from the Chinese?
Prawn toasts.
But are they the best triangular food?
Yeah, they've got to be, haven't they?
Pizzas, slices of.
Samosas.
Hash browns.
Ooh.
It turns out everything nice is triangular. Who knew? So what happened to Emily's dad?
Well, we split up years ago. So these days, I basically don't go out, CBA.
Nice.
Although, it is Mum's 60th next week, so, you know.
Rave on.
Totally. What about you? Are you seeing anyone?
Well, I see people, but I haven't had a girlfriend for a while.
Oh, right. I see.
Don't tell me you thought I was straight. I'm much too cool to be straight.
Sorry.
Apologising because I'm gay now? My mum did enough of that in the 90s. Why would you realise? It's fine. Hey, I told you. Look, they've gone. The sit heads.
You've only been here a week and you've totally sussed out the customers.
I should have applied for the supervisor job.
You should. Or can you not CBA?
Yeah, you can't really use it like that.
No, okay. Fair enough.
Oh, it's you.
Are you used to me ringing the bell yet? Because say the word, Mags, and I'll let myself in as usual.
Doorbell's fine. What do you need this time?
Well, would you believe trousers?
I would believe. I'm familiar with the way you go through trousers. Come here now, put the kettle on.
Lovely. So, Jen at work flogging sofas, Emily at school. Where's your mum?
Hospital appointment.
When I broke my wrist when I was 14, and it's no fun having a wrist out of action when you're that age, I can tell you. They barely bothered with me.
Well, she's 80, David, and she's nearly healed.
So she'll be going back to France. And if Jen gets her supervisor job, her and Em are getting a flat.
I dare say.
So, everyone back where they should be then?
Some people.
Meanwhile, anyone got a big birthday coming up?
Nobody you need worry about.
You're still my wife, Mags. We had a great do on my 60th, didn't we? Nothing happened with Bryony Majors.
Oh.
I barely know her. I fixed her brake light. She gave me a cup of tea, and I promise you, I haven't seen her since.
Oh, David, I need a while to get past it, OK? So many things were said, and I'm fed up with talking about it. CNA.
What?
Oh, Jen got it from some new friend at work she thinks is wonderful, and Jen and Emily keep saying it. C and A.
C and A? What is it?
Can't be what's-ited.
Well, I think you've probably got that wrong somewhere along the line. So, what are you doing on Friday, anyway?
We're going out for dinner, just me, Mum, Jen and Emily.
Four generations of my favourite girls.
And you're not invited.
Oh, but I'm such good fun. Surely you'll miss me. Who's going to lead the sing-song?
We'll cope. You know I won't be no stick figure silicon body doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along.
Gran!
Because you know I'm all about the bass, about the bass.
No treble.
I'm all about the bass, about the bass.
No treble.
I'm all about the bass, about the bass. No treble.
Oh, Jen, 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 you're missing the turning. The anchor's down on the left. You just went
Maybe, Margaret Shirley Bradby, we're not really going to the anchor.
But we're booked for 6:30.
Mum, just trust us. I'm taking this turning up here on the right.
No. There's nothing down there. It's just a field, and I know that because Jean and Eddie came to this field on their Ruby wedding when they were going hot air balloon. Oh, no.
Surprise,
Gran. Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. Oh, my God, there it is. Oh,
it was Dad's idea. He booked it months ago, before all the trouble.
But he didn't think he ought to come, under the circumstances.
Well, at least he got something right.
He was totally going to come, and then suddenly he was all CBA.
Yeah, funny that.
Oh, yes. Oh, CBA. I have been getting that wrong.
And I have got an extra surprise.
Oh?
Well, now Dad isn't coming, we've got a spare space in the balloon, so I've invited my new friend, Neve, from work.
From work? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I've always wanted to go ballooning. Are you excited?
No, I hate heights and I'm not really bothered about balloons.
Look, Granny, I bet you're excited that Neve's here, aren't you? Mum's new friend from work that you've never even met.
Well,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday, Mum.
Happy birthday, Gran.
Right, ladies. I'd like to introduce you to my envelope, or what you might call my balloon. Here she is, a bit flat at the moment, but she's a grower, not a shower.
Oh, good, a joker.
Shh, Gran.
But firstly, one or two safety announcements. If the balloon should experience a sudden gust of wind...
Happens to the best of us.
There's a chance the craft could roll violently.
Oh, good.
Don't lean over the side. Don't drop anything from the basket. And Paul will be following in the chase vehicle. Right, now, I'm going to check the tyre flines, a.k.a. ropes.
Oh, so exciting.
This is what life's about, isn't it? New experiences.
That's right, new experiences. And being followed in a chase vehicle by someone called Paul. Although, strictly speaking, for me, that's not a new experience.
Oh, God, how high does it go? When Liz down the road turned 60, her family got her one of those posters, Things Liz Likes. Have you seen them? It's all personalised. Just for her. Liz likes chocolate, Liz likes cutting up with a book, Liz likes her family.
Liz isn't pushing anything she likes boundaries with that lot, is she? Cracky.
If I was making a what I like poster at the moment, my family wouldn't be very high on the list, I can tell you.
Okay, stand back, please, ladies. She's going up.
Oh, God!
Oh, this is going to be brilliant. Oh,
Jen, am I a gate crasher? I mean, I feel like a bit of a gate crasher.
No, don't be silly. You're my guest. Now, Neve... This is Emily.
Hello. Mum's been talking about you all week.
No, I haven't, Em. I haven't.
She has. She says you've been to India and you stay up all night and you live in a house with loads of other cool people and basically just do what you want.
That's about right.
And what she really means is that she'd like to do that stuff. And she could have done that if I hadn't come along and ruined her life.
Oh, Emily.
Although, it's important to remember, Mum, that actually what Neve does is work in a department store. So, you know, she's not exactly Taylor Swift. And at least when you're old, you'll have me to visit you in your nursing home.
Emily, I'm sorry about her.
I like her.
OK, we're getting there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm assuming all you ladies are fit to travel.
Yes.
I mean, I can see you're fit. Am I right, Paul?
It's not a hen knife.
But no conditions or injuries?
Gran, hide your wrist.
Oh, it's all better now. Did I not say?
None of you are pregnant.
No, we're not. Although the night's young.
So, Margaret, you're separated from your husband, are you?
Yeah, he's living elsewhere.
Temporarily.
Yeah, they had a row because Mum was obsessed with him liking some woman.
Bryony Majors.
Yeah, thank you, Emily.
And then Dad went to stay with his mate.
And immediately went round to her house, as I knew he would.
Yeah, it was quite bad, but he was just fixing her car. Nothing happened.
Oh! Hold your backs!
Oh, look. Oh,
it is beautiful.
Nice envelope.
It's enormous.
Thank you. We do our best. Okay, ladies.
Oh. Who's this?
Grandad.
Oh.
Dad.
Happy birthday, Mags.
You're responsible for this, are you?
Well, I thought you deserved a treat. Oh, wow. She's a beauty, isn't she?
I suppose she is.
I've got to get a photo.
Oh, David, you can't just buy me a balloon trip and fix everything.
Your chariot awaits.
Oh, it won't let me take photos.
I'm Neve from Jen's work.
Oh.
We've chosen to take a total stranger with us over you, David.
Hope that's okay.
So, who's first to climb in?
Birthday girl first.
Oh, yeah.
No space on my phone. I can't take any pictures.
Oh. We're doing it, are we?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Gran.
Oh, come on, birthday girl.
We can't delete any. I wanted to take some photos.
Right, we're doing it. We're doing it. Oh. Okay.
Maggie, if you're going to do that every time, it's going to be really very wearing. Come on, give me your hand.
No, please. Mind your wrist, Mum.
It's fine. No,
what is it?
Oh, Dad, can I borrow your phone just to take some pictures?
Go on, then.
Mum, Neve, say cheese.
No. I wouldn't take any photos of me, young lady. Your friends will think you've been in a balloon with Justin Bieber.
Oh. Thanks, Dad. I can get some good ones on yours.
Mind your backs. Everyone in? Okay.
Stand by me, please, Emily.
Wraps, Paul. And hold tight.
Oh.
See you at the end, Mags.
Yes, God willing.
Bye, Grandad.
Are we moving?
And... Not the aim.
You love it, Neve. Oh, look at that. Look at the cars. Look at all the trees.
Look at the sheep.
It's so quiet.
Maggie!
Oh, tell him to shush.
Dad! Hi! It's amazing!
Maggie, you're looking lovely up there.
See you later.
Bye, Grandad.
Cheese.
No leaning out, please, as per the safety briefing. Happy birthday, love!
Soppy old sod.
Fact for you. Hot air balloons physically cannot fly in the rain. Can't do it. Not possible.
Gosh.
It's just better than a personalised poster, Maggie.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
They're tacky, Mum. It's all Maggie likes gardening, Maggie likes strawberries and cream.
Yeah, she likes farting in the bath.
Jen likes picking her toes.
Hetty likes having her nipples tweaked.
Gran!
What? I do.
I'm so sorry, Gareth.
Don't mind me.
Neve likes finding bits of crisp in her bra.
Emily likes it when someone else falls over.
Jen likes it when other people are failures.
Maggie likes birthdays.
Oh, now she does. Now she does. Okay. Mum, Emily, Gran, while I've got you all up here, here's the thing. I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I've decided I'm a lesbian.
Okay, darling.
Look, over there, is that our street?
No, we're miles away from our street.
Did you hear me?
Yes. Look at those sheep being fed. Look.
Hello, sheep.
You seem very surprised. I'm a lesbian.
Well, listen, love, it's worth a go.
Great, thanks.
I mean, you're not, are you? But good luck to you if you think it'll be a bit of fun.
What do you mean? How do you know that I'm not?
Well, you're not.
No, Jen, you're really not.
As if you're cool enough to be a lesbian.
Listen, young lady, I can be a lesbian if I like.
Knock yourself out, but you're not one.
My auntie was a lesbian.
Was she, Gareth? And when she told her family, did she get more support than I did?
Well, not really, because she just ran over her husband.
Right, but I don't think that was because she was a lesbian, was it?
No, I'm just saying. She was a character.
Right. Mum, come on, why can't I be a lesbian?
Okay, darling, look, give it a go by all means. Mm. I probably won't tell Uncle Pete and Auntie Eileen.
Oh, come on, Eileen.
Did Gran actually make the come on, Eileen joke again?
Well, you won't find it funny. Lesbians have a notoriously bad sense of humour.
I beg your pardon. I'm a lesbian and I've actually been put in charge of work fun at work.
Yeah, and, well, here's the other thing. Niamh, I didn't want to embarrass you, but just to say that if you are, I'm up for it.
Nightmare.
Up for what?
Well, I mean, we need to iron out the details, but what I'm saying is, if you're interested...
But you're not even a lesbian.
No, you're not, Mum.
Did you just invite me today as a prop for pretending you're a lesbian? Because, you know, it is a bit weird that I'm here, like, on your mum's birthday when I've never even met her.
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
I thought it'd be nice.
Or did you think that you were going to do some sort of fake coming-out thing and it'd be useful to have a real lesbian on hand to back you up?
No!
I'm so sorry, Niamh. Her ex is getting remarried.
So I gather, yeah.
It's got nothing to do with Stuart. He can marry who he likes.
Yes, why would Jen care? She's a fake... lesbian.
Not a fake lesbian.
Oh, no! The people in that car are waving.
Hello!
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can't hear us.
They're ignoring us.
You think it's because you're a lesbian?
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Gran.
Now, Niamh, is that one of those that's spelt wrongly?
Well, I wouldn't say wrongly.
Are you enjoying it, Em?
It's brilliant.
Beautiful, isn't it? Having adventures, that's the thing. And if adventures don't come to you, well, then you go out and find them. Those people who sit at home and aren't happy, well, I say go outside. Something always happens.
Your gran's brilliant, isn't she?
Mainly.
Mum?
What's up, love?
Well, you know your confession just then, when you made up the thing about being a lesbian?
I didn't make it up.
Okay, whatever. But while we're telling each other stuff...
Yes?
I've got this letter for you from school.
Oh, God, have I got to make you another robot costume for Embrace the Future Day?
No.
Well, that's fine then. What's it about?
Well, just look.
Dear parent or guardian, blah, 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 we'd like to invite you to a meeting with your daughter's head of year to discuss a disciplinary matter. What? When did you get given this?
Monday.
Well, why am I only getting it now? When's the meeting? Friday the 16th. That's today. The meeting is right now.
Well, that's why I didn't want to tell you. I knew you'd freak out and want to go to it.
Well, of course I want to go to it.
Hey, what's going on, sweetheart? What disciplinary matter?
Well, Mrs. Bell thinks I called someone names, but I didn't. I didn't, honestly.
Of course you didn't.
And now they're on about suspending me.
What?
Mum, don't freak out. You're rocking the basket.
Well, I will rock the basket. And now I've not even turned up to the meeting.
It's okay, Dad's gone.
Oh, he can't handle this on his own.
Don't worry, he's not handling it on his own. Layla's gone with him.
Oh, you might want to steady the basket, Gareth.
Layla, she's not your mother. Where's my phone? Mum, give... Emily might get suspended.
Well, actually, she's already suspended. We all are at approximately 900 feet and by 300,000 cubic feet of air.
Oh, shut up, Gareth.
Yeah, shut up, Gareth.
Come on, Stu, answer the phone.
Jen?
Stu, are you there? Are you at the school?
Yes, I'm just with Mrs. Bell.
What, and you're encouraging Emily to lie to me?
Right, Jen, can we talk about this later, Jenk?
Well, can she hear me? Can Mrs. Bell hear me?
I think she can probably hear you, even if you turned your phone off.
Because I'm a responsible parent, yes? Can you just make that clear? Can you tell her that I'm in a hot air balloon? Can you just make sure that she knows that?
And she's a lesbian.
Yes, I'm a lesbian. Gran, that's not relevant.
Right, I think I'm going to hang up now, Jen.
Gone.
That's strange. He didn't want to conduct his important school meeting while you were shouting at him on the phone that you're a lesbian in a balloon.
Can we stop saying the word lesbian as if it's a derogatory term, please?
Some of my best friends are lesbians, Niamh. In fact, I spent a very happy summer myself with a charming woman called Dilipa.
I'm not sure that makes you a lesbian either. Are you a family of pretend lesbians? What is this?
How's your birthday going, Gran?
Well, your granddad wanted me to have a challenge.
It's not really a challenge, though, is it? Here you are in a beautiful balloon with your family, who love you. My granddad spent his 60th with just me and a Tesco ready meal. It wasn't even Tesco finest. None of you lot have got any real problems. It's all scared of my lovely birthday present, this, or making up my sexuality, that. None of you have got anything actual to worry about.
Is that going to be Stu? Oh, it's not me.
Well, it's not me.
It came from your pocket.
Did it? Oh, it's Dad's phone.
Is he texting us?
Oh, no, Gran. It's his phone. He can't text his own phone because Mum's got his phone.
You okay, Jen?
Yep.
Well, what was Dad's text?
It was...
Jen?
Oh, Mum.
Oh, give me that. Haven't seen you since Tuesday. Maybe a pizza tomorrow or whatever you fancy. BX. Who's BX? Where's the surname that begins with an X?
Professor Xavier from X-Men.
Mum, It's B, Kiss. It's B. It's Bryony.
Oh, my God.
What?
Look, it's nothing. It will be nothing.
Whoa.
But he's not seeing Bryony Majors. He said he hadn't seen her for weeks. I mean, what's he... Pizza? I mean, he's always on a bloody diet. He never eats pizza with me. He sat there gloating over his bloody salad while I had pizza. Why is he eating it with her?
No, Mum, she's just suggesting it.
Or whatever you fancy, dot, dot, dot. I mean, what does that mean, dot, dot, dot? And what's this blue message above it? Probably be up at the gym by 9. No fun lying in bed when it's Nigel's camp bed. Why is he talking to her about beds? Why's your dad even mentioning beds to Bryony Majors? Oh, my God.
Careful.
I'm going to have to ask you to keep still, please.
Yeah, Mackie, shall we? Let's just try to calm down.
Calm down? I don't know you. What are you even doing in my balloon?
Margaret, deep breaths. And don't be rude to Jen's fake girlfriend.
I'm going to have to ask you to stay still. Interestingly, the first person to fly in a hot air balloon was also the first person to die in a hot air balloon.
35 years we were married. It was bad enough when I thought he was telling me the truth, but he's been seeing her. I mean, he's...
Mum, give me the phone.
I was going to invite him back tonight. I even thought I might gradually let him come home. I'm supposed to be being independent, and I hate being independent, and I hate him. Oh, this bloody phone.
Oh, Mum, his phone.
No, I did inform him in the safety briefing that there was to be no dropping of anything over the side.
Well, I don't want to see it again. Or him.
Quite right, Maggie.
What's that it's landed on?
It went in that garden. Is that a gazebo?
Bit flash, isn't it? A gazebo in Peterborough.
We're not scum around here, you know, Mum. We might not be surrounded by French countryside and farmhouses and geats, but we're posh enough for gazebos. Oh, David, you absolutely...
Geat. In France, we say geat.
Oh, well, I don't care how you say it. David is one. He's a total and utter geat. I'm sorry, Gareth, just when I was saying we were posh.
Mum has got some quite posh friends. Joan was thinking about getting a solarium.
No, a solero. When it was really hot the other week. They're really refreshing.
Oh, right, yeah. No, that does make more sense.
OK, we're going to find a safe place for descent. So stand by for the champagne toast.
Gran, is this the worst balloon ride of your life?
You made it!
Don't talk to me, David.
Seriously, Dad, don't talk to me.
Oh, any of us?
But the champagne toast is traditional and inclusive.
What's the matter? How was it?
The balloon ride bit was brilliant.
But you are a copper-bottomed idiot.
Did Granny not enjoy it?
Well, she enjoyed the beginning bit. Up until Mum was a lesbian, I was suspended from school, and you got a text from Bryony Majors.
Right. What?
Don't bother asking Mum for your phone back. It landed somewhere near a gazebo.
What?
Well, I don't know either. I think it's something to do with soleros.
Maggie!
Oh, well, to soft winds and gentle landings.
Happy birthday, dear Maggie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Cheers.
Thanks, everyone.
Are you okay, Bran?
I am, darling. I've got you all here, plus Niamh. What more could I want?
Another glass.
Yeah.
Niamh?
I'm on it.
Right, who wants porn crackers?
It's not fair on your birthday, is it?
But we're all here, love. And listen, my wrist might be better, but I'm not going anywhere. You needn't think I'm going back to France when he's done this to you.
Well, you're going to go back to France?
Well, probably not. I made some bad financial decisions over there involving the setup of an organic vegetable festival, but I'm definitely not going back now.
Ah, prawn toast, the best of all triangular food.
Hello, Toblerone.
Toblerone!
Leah, we forgot Toblerone. Your daughter's loads better at this than you are.
Laughing cow.
Emily, there's no way to speak to your mother. Right, you sit still, Maggie. I'll clear the plates.
Thank you.
Emily.
Hi.
Come on, Em, show me where it all goes.
I'm going to the loo.
Is she okay, do you think?
She'll have gone to have a little cry.
Oh, poor Mum.
She'll be okay.
Hey, I heard about the supervisor job.
Did you?
Yeah, I got it.
What? Hey, that's brilliant.
Well, I was thinking that if I did, then me and Emily could get a flat. But I've said no.
Have you?
Yeah. I don't want to be supervisor. Because if I am, then I'll never leave. It's been 15 years, Gran. I'm going to get a proper job. You know, that Emily will be proud of. Actually, that I'll be proud of.
Well, I'm already proud of you.
Thanks, Gigi. And in the meantime, we'll have to stay here with Mum.
Well, that makes all of us.
Yeah. Mum will be pleased.
with Dad and everything.
She will, but maybe don't tell her just at the moment.
No.
Emily, take a picture of me and Niamh. I like her.
Yeah, and I want a copy.
You do what you want, don't you, Niamh? That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Me too. I'm going to go to Thailand.
Now, the beaches are good, but you'd miss your mum.
Yeah, and her mum.
And her mum.
Emily, you're up too late.
I know. If only I had a parent or responsible adult here to tell me when to go to bed.
I've just seen the time. I'd better go.
Have you got another party to go to?
No, you're joking. I'm hammered. I can't keep up. Your family are great.
They're okay.
No, they are. You're lucky.
Well, I've never been anywhere.
Oh, travelling's not all that. There's a lot of sitting in a hostel on your own, hoping someone will invite you to a party. I've never lived in a house with three people who really, really like me.
Fair enough. Hey, Em, your dad texted. He sorted it all out at the school.
I knew he would.
But he said that I should ask you about the name-calling thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
last Wednesday, right, at netball, Freya hurt her leg.
Right.
So she was just sitting there, right, by the side of the court.
Right.
So I told her she was a sit-head.
Oh, God!
Brilliant!
Yeah. And she thought it was really funny, and some year one kids were sitting there with her. So we told them that they were sitheads too, and then it sort of escalated, and Mrs. Fawcett, well, she got called a sithead.
It's Mrs. Fawcett?
Mistress! Unbelievable!
Well, and then everyone really liked saying it, and it sort of spread, and it got quite bad in assembly, everyone chanting sithead.
Emily!
Can we put this down to admirable leadership qualities?
What? You said it was funny!
Oh, look, Stuart sorted it out, didn't he? So, come on, Jen, loosen up. CBA.
Oh, Mum, you got it right.
I did.
Come on, it's a birthday. We should have a dance.
Oh, no, I'm not up for dancing.
Yes, you are.
Come on, all about that bass.
Yeah, no, we always have that. Come on, Maggie, let's do our song.
Conga, I'm on it.
I do like girls.
Yeah, they're brilliant, but it doesn't mean you have to go out with them.
Come on, Maggie.
Yes, birthday girl.
Come on, Maggie, please.
Come on, Gran.
I've got enough women in my life anyway.
Yeah, you've got some good ones though, so I can understand.
Oh, Jennifer, Niamh, come and dance with us, please.
Yes,
come on. Oh, I'm tired.
Come on, before you dance.
Woo, 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 woo.
Work, 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 Sonora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time.
All Those Women was written by Catherine Jakeways. The cast was Sheila Hancock, Leslie Manville, Sinead Matthews, Lucy Hutchinson, Dennis Lille, Izzy Sooty, Chris Pavlow, Stephen Critchlow and George Watkins. The producer was Alexandra Smith. This was a BBC radio comedy production.
Tango, water, the rumba.